From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died. The conservative Scalia was 79 years old. He died in his sleep of natural causes at a resort in southwest Texas. The White House says President Barack Obama has sent his condolences to Scalia's family. Chief Justice John Roberts, in confirming Scalia's death, called him an extraordinary individual and jurist, admired and treasured by his colleagues. Former President George W. Bush said that he and his wife, Laura, mourned the death of a brilliant jurist and important American, calling Scalia a towering figure and important judge on our nation's highest court. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, immediately voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid said the president can and should send the Senate a nominee right away. Pope Francis has celebrated Mass at the Basilica of the Virgin of Guadalupe in Mexico City. Thousands of cheering faithful jammed the square in front of the basilica to hear the Argentine-born Pope. His homily focused on the story of the Virgin Mary revealing herself to a peasant Indian, Juan Diego, in 1531. The Pope also alluded to the themes of his visit, poverty, immigration, and crime. Earlier, he demanded that Mexican bishops courageously challenge what he called the insidious threat posed by the drug trade. Saturday morning at the presidential palace, the pontiff told President Enrique Peña Nieto and other authorities that those in public office should be honest and upright. This is VOA News.